or have another print disability which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from today's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Again, as always, on this Wednesday, August 26, 2026, with High and Lois. Lois says to Trixie, just trying to put a hat on her. It's bright out today. She'll probably wear this bonnet. As Trixie's outside, the sun's covering her.
I'm not trying to hide from your sunbeam.
Zitz. Jeremy says to his mother.
Mom, I got a splinter.
She got his finger out.
Let me find the tweezers. This is exactly like when you were little, as he lets out an F-bomb. With one exception.
Did I just say that out loud?
Blondie. Blondie's talking with a couple potential clients.
So you want to cater a party for your fasting club?
Yes, we're celebrating the health benefits of a bone broth diet.
That's right.
I just did a two-day fast.
3 days for me. What kind of menu are you considering? Do you want us to serve only bone broth?
No way, we need a break.
Yeah, we're ready to pig out. Prime rib party platter coming up.
Beetle Bailey. Miss Buxley and her co-worker introducing the gentleman to his new chair.
Here's the new chair I ordered. It's a bespoke example of the classic office chair.
As they walk out.
What does bespoke mean?
I don't know, but it sounds fancy.
Break of day. We see a representative of a duke bring out a wheelbarrow.
Please take this 150 pounds of gold and go away.
Duke, that's too much. 150 pounds would put me in a higher tax bracket.
As he takes one of the three bags out.
I enjoy depriving the king more than taking from you.
It turns out it was the duke. And break of day. We see a man, he's at the pearly gates, and St. Peter goes,
you now have to check in with our app.
Family Circus. Dolly says, there's a water jug. She pours some water in. There's some plant. Dolly has poured some water in.
Your plant in the bottle looked thirsty, Mommy, so I gave it a good drink.
As it's drowning in water. And Barney Google and Snuffy Smith. Louise and Snuffy look up.
Barney says he's been dying to capture that view.
He sure is dedicated to his art, ain't he?
Yep.
As Barney is up in the tree. You've been listening to Reading of the Day's newspaper comics of the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.